Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
The coach of Torquay has been good enough to join us. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. How good a fella is Hugh Trigg?
Oh, what a legend. How good's he?
He's a good guy, isn't he?
How good is he?
Mm. The shining new toy.
See, I didn't correct you on that day, but I was calling Surf Coast the shining new toy.
Bad luck.
And somehow it got, and I just let you run with it.
Yeah,
so I heard
we're
you saying it again today, and I went, oh, I'll just let him have it.
Yes.
Oh, we legitimately thought you were talking about Hugh Trigg.
No, I was saying, I was using it as a bit of motivation, saying the AFL Barn, their new shiny new toy, Surf Coast, they get given everything.
Where don't change the story toy? Now, Dom. No, don't change the story now.
Sorry, but
I actually had my, because I'll go and write a story off this, I actually had my, you know, the shiny new toy really shone.
Yeah.
I can't write it now.
No,
you made it, so.
Birchie.
I thought you did look at me a little bit funny when I asked you the next time we saw you, and I thought, oh, that wasn't the reaction I expected.
No,
anyway.
I just explained it in there to the playing group. I said, I don't know why they ran with shiny new toys. Because I had them up, you know, the pre-game presentation about, yeah, anyway.
Surely,
he's a shiny new toy, though,
isn't
he?
You adopted after today. I mean, that was unbelievable. Like, he's a Ferrari. He was unbelievable every time he went near the ball. I actually said to one of your coaching team, I said, surely, tell him to stop flying for those marks. He's going to break his neck something. Like, you've got to wrap him in cotton wool for this last quarter. But what a luxury having him up there, and the way that the forward line actually worked with Hurley and Trigg, you know, it looked fantastic. I mean, we're so used to seeing Tynan Smith up there and being that power forward, but the agility and the space and the craft that those guys showed was excellent today.
Yeah, you mentioned Max Hurley there. I think, you know, he went a little bit out of form. He's been on the halfback flank for us for many years now, and he went back to the twos and had a great attitude, but I think he makes our forward line. He's sort of a bit of the architect. He designs it the way he wants it. He always hits up at the ball, and you know, we talk about levers throughout games, and we're very fortunate we've got Lucas Anderson up on the wing, Tynan Smith in the midfield, who can, you know, be a target for us. And then you got Lucas Cook as well, who's a bit of a luxury. But, you know, very pleasing today. But I said to the two Amos coaches, we're not... We understand who they're missing. And, you know, we really respect Weagle and what he does to that defence. And I think they lack that today. And then obviously the target in Mitch Day as well.
I would love to ask you about Hamish McGowan, but I reckon one of the boys might. So the other question that I had for you, when Amos hit back in that second quarter, I was watching your body language a lot because you ruined a few chances in that first quarter. In front of goal, they hit back. It was only a point in the difference. And you stayed very calm on the sidelines. And then I'm really interested, I did ask one of your players, it was Max, what you said to them at half time, because they came out after that break and just flicked a switch and dominated that second half. It was pretty comprehensive in the end. So were the messages?
I'd like to ask you, what did Max say? Because I'm always interested.
He gave me the diplomatic stick to the processes, but I want to know how you fired the boys up. I reckon there was a bit more than that in there.
Yeah, it's interesting. It was a bit old school. It was just get our tackle count through the roof. And I'm not apologetic how boring that is. If we got our work rate up through the roof and putting pressure on the ball, it allows our backs to a little bit easier. And I know the question will come up about Hamish, but I think you've got to put credit to our midfield pressure and our forward pressure. And But it was really old school. No round and raving. It was just, let's get our tackle count up through the roof. And our stats suggested we had 20-plus. So it was, you know, if you have 20-plus a quarter, I think the second quarter we had 13. So, you know, we strive for 80 if we can.
What's your confidence that that style of game is going to stack up over the next 3 weeks?
Well, today was a good measuring point. I think what the Ballerina is serving up every week now is a different game style, a different plan or a different strategy that will win your game. So, you know, Queenscliff present a different problem next week. The last time we played them, they had, you know, personnel out. So that'll change them. So we'll just have to go to work this week. And I'm so fortunate. And I hopefully thank them enough. But, you know, Aaron Nesbitt and Stuart Hill, the amount of time that now we make an effort. We drive to games together. We drive home together just to get that extra 20 minutes if we can, or 40 minutes today, 50 minutes. That's like an estate trip over here, but come over here again tomorrow. But it's just to put the work in again, because you come again up against great coaching every week and great players. So Jeremy's going to be no different.
Dom, I'll give you a hint.
Yep.
When I played junior footy here at Port Arlington in the mid-90s, the Surf Coast Highway was still one lane.
Yeah.
And there wasn't dual lanes from Grovedale or anything like that. It was an interstate trip back then. This is simple now. Very, very simple.
Still a bloody long way, though, Dom. But it is. For us over the other side of the peninsula where we live.
But it's still a long way. Can I ask you about, you had to make a couple of tough calls at selection, Pasco and Dawson. And Jesse Dawson, you've dropped on the eve of his 200th game.
Thanks for reminding me, mate.
How tough?
Yeah, really tough. Jess has been on the journey since I began. He was here prior to me. I really forced him into a midfield group with myself and Jared Mather, and when we first got down here, and you know, he's been a real supportive player of me, and as have I of him. He made it really easy. Too easy, in fact. But, you know, he was best on training track on Thursday night. I think he was very good today. Yeah. You know, and he's certainly not a line through him. Yeah. I still see a lot of football in Jesse. It's just there's some guys that have leapfrogged him late in the year, and I do feel like we're a better side with him in the side, and I know that's hard to take when I haven't played him, but there's so much respect for Jesse. He'll get his 200-plus, there's no doubt. And he is just a role model for our footy club, and the real reason why our culture is so strong.
I'll ask you about Charlie Ham. Is he in your thinking, or has he just not done enough in terms of he's been gone for 15 rounds and he's only played the, you know, now four games with three home and away, and obviously your reserves final today?
I'm not pulling any wool over your eyes, I assure you. We haven't spoken about it. We spoke when he was away. He said he'll be back with 3 weeks left, and we haven't discussed playing senior footy with us. All we wanted to do was get that quick 3 games in to qualify for our reserves, and then be a part of our healthy list to be able to pick from come finals. And he's certainly in the mix. I mean, we had a bit of fun and games with naming him this week. We certainly didn't really entertain it.
Was that fun and games just to see what I would do?
Not against you, mate. Not at all. It was more against Ammos. They've done a fair bit to us, and
you were just collateral. You were just collateral.
Well, you and I had spoken about it in the week anyway.
Yeah, we did. And realistically, you know, he was a listed player for a few months there, and at AFL level, and he's got the absolute, I think, the ability to play our level. There's no question.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's hard, you know. Who's he pushing out? You know, yeah, anyway. Well, I reckon it'll be a discussion point today on the way home. Yeah.
My view is always your bottom six win you premierships. I don't reckon your top six do. And so I'm not saying that these are in your bottom six, but somebody like Cooper Patton, who is just keeping somebody like Jesse Dawson or Charlie Ham or somebody out of the team, I thought he was extraordinary today.
Yeah, see, Coops is, when they go through, I think I've discussed this with you guys before, when they go through that Falcons program, they are treated so well, they're educated so well, they've got great coaching. And then they've got to put their tail between their legs and come back to local footy. And sometimes I feel like they're a little bit broken. Oh, they had this dream of playing league footy, and we all know how hard that is to do and how good they are to play that level. So they come back to us somewhat a little bit disenchanted with footy, lost the relationship that they love with footy. So it's like breaking in a kid again and going, hey, fall back in love with the game again. And I feel like we're lucky. We've been able to retain Hamish McGowan, Gus Hanley, Cooper Patton, and there's one other I'm missing, and Montebello, Will Montebello. So those four had been in the top of our region for so long as kids, and we're just so lucky to hold them. And now they're hopefully the next batch of kids coming through that can be the Benny Macks and the James Darks and the Matty Bogues and carry us through.
And the thing is, they're learning, as you said, they're learning off blokes like Benny Mack, which there's no better tutelage than standing next to them on the ground. He looked a bit Benny Mack-like today, I reckon, for a few of the things he did.
Like, he's a very, like we all are, we're all confidence players, and I think we've coached him, you know, pretty well.
Yeah,
I think we said halfway through the year he will win us finals with his leg speed and his range. And you know, I think you know, we will see him play on the bigger monsters when years to come if we can hold him.
Just one more before I let Dallo unleash. But
Matty's gagging.
I just think, I just a few. You've got four or five players that are built the same. Banjo Dyer, Will Montebello, like Waylon Doyle, they're just big kids. What are you doing?
Like, I think
you get them?
It's
like,
the Surf Coast culture, mate.
They're just big. They get in the gym and they just go.
They are a pretty proud bunch. Yeah, it's pretty intimidating running around pre-season with their six-packs and everything. I can tell you I've got the long sleeve on. they're all pretty proud kids. They all train pretty hard.
Boys,
The culture's changed from the surfy culture to now the hard-working football culture now. And as I said, I feel blessed every time I get to coach them. Yeah.
Sam our Mattress Factory speaking with Torquay coach Dom Gleeson on Carrick Footy. Here's Matty Dowling.
Dom, it's finally got to me and somehow these questions just snuck through. Hamish McGowan.
Well, I just left it for you.
I was going to roll it.
And I thought, you've got to do something today.
Fair, very kind. Plays a really important role on Sam Lloyd today as a young player, role-type player. They're a must-have in the side if you're able to get over the line in finals. He did a terrific job today.
Yeah, he did. Again, I love Hamish and what he's done. He's sacrificed a good 12 months for us to play in the back pocket. He's a genuine midfielder, I think. Even chatting to his father today, I said, you reckon he could run in the midfield? And he goes, just tell him to run in the midfield, he will. But he just has done a great job for us defensively. And he's got to beat other blokes into the midfield. But, you know, if he bides his time, I have no doubt he'll be able to run around the midfield. He did a great job today, but again, I'll go back to the team defence, and I think the pressure we put up the ground didn't allow Sam to get out off the leash. If the more supply he gets, the better he gets. But would he kick three or four today, Sam?
Kick one.
Okay, so Hamish maybe gets the chocolates, but yeah, we'll see. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Hamish, do we?
Would you roll that again? Like, this is the thing, you got tricks. You've sort of shown that one now. You've shown your hand. Do you go there again? What's the thought process?
It's always a balance, isn't it?
Which one do you do?
I think finals is where you can show it. I was surprised that they didn't throw more behind the ball at times when we were scoring, so I reckon they held a little bit back too. We talk about levers. We practice levers. We practice certain elements. I still don't think we were at our best. I don't think we've played our best footy yet. Maybe Surf Coast round one, but maybe the opposition allowed us being their first game. So I genuinely believe we've got some good footy ahead of us. But going back to Hamish, really proud of what he's done. Again, he's just self-educated, made defender, and the way he attacks the ball, his one-on-one body, he's pretty hard to shift. So hopefully he can commit for a couple more years with us and get into the midfield.
And the forward and midfield pressure further up the ground, whether it's stuck or just perceived pressure, forced Amos to kick the ball a lot longer, and that just played into your hands defensively to allow the likes of McNamara to drop off, intercept, and then you can rebound from there.
Yeah, it did. Probably something we focused on as a group to make sure we didn't go too aerial with our ball. And I don't know, we probably did with the likes of Trigg and Banj in the end. We went a bit high with the ball, but then Weagle was out, so we know what he can do when pressure's on the ball, and we've kicked it to him in games like he's our full forward. So, looking forward to, I reckon, I'm not a great judge, but I reckon we'll see Amos again.
And we saw Tynan Smith earlier this year playing as a forward, and we commented at that stage of the season how good he looked down there, and you mentioned that you felt like he was a midfielder, and from then on it's almost like you've stuck with that, and we see him run around in there today. He's such a high intense player that can roll and rip through a stoppage and then launch that ball forward. It helps when you've got the likes of Trigg still up there, but that's something that's been a real asset to your group this year.
Yeah, well, you remember you're round one and we had Trigg on the halfback flank. We had Tynan forward, and we had a pretty strong midfield, so we thought that might be the map, but Triggy went a bit quiet on the halfback flank and said he was a forward, and I didn't think he was, and he kicked a big bag. And so again, we're just fortunate that if Tynan wasn't getting a kick today, we can throw him forward of the ball, and likewise if we want to stretch an opposition, we can. But we're very blessed to have Tynan.
Dom, appreciate your time. Congratulations. Great performance today. Second semi-final, two cracks at a grand final. It's a lot of fun watching your boys run around, especially the bloke in the 26. Well done today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your support.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.